Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Jay.
All right, Jim. So the Vikings lose by 27-19 yesterday against the Baltimore Ravens. Your thoughts?
Terrible game. Just a terrible game. And listen, Baltimore's good, and they have Lamar Jackson back, and Henry's playing well. It's a good team. It's a well-coached team. They're going to win that division. They're probably going to be a problem in the playoffs. But, you know, the phrase that I hate, I just hate it, self-inflicted. So shooting yourself in the foot, all the cliches that NFL people throw around about mistakes. I hate hearing those phrases, but they were applicable yesterday. Second most false starts by a home team since 2000. No excuse for it. Turnovers, kick return, who's a really good young returner, fumbling twice. Just a lot of bad football. The Vikings, you can't guarantee they would have won the game if they played better, but they certainly should have been in it more. They should have, the game should have been closer. They should have had a chance in the fourth quarter instead of playing catch up. I thought Justin Jefferson had a weird game. In the deep route where he's 1-on-1, he didn't create any separation. Usually that's a win for him. He wasn't able to contest the ball. It was thrown up for grabs with two defenders. He tripped over a defender on a late play in the right side near the end zone. It was a weird game. You can pick each play apart and say, okay, he didn't really do anything wrong. It was just kind of a coincidence or just an unforced or a mistake. I don't know how to describe it. But he didn't look very athletic in those moments, and he's supposed to be by far your best player. So I thought that was disappointing. And they didn't run the ball. You have a quarterback in his fourth start up against a veteran defense and a veteran defensive coordinator, and you run 60 offensive plays, 42 passes, 5 quarterback runs or scrambles, and 13 handoffs. They averaged almost 6 yards a carry, and they only handed off 13 times. That's how you protect your young quarterback. It's how you beat up the defense, how you wear down the defense, how you control the game, and they just didn't do it. And, that is Kevin O'Connell. One of Kevin O'Connell's flaws is he falls in love with the passing game and, scheming people open, and he forgets that you got to run the ball a certain extent or you expose your quarterback to making all kinds of mistakes and getting beat up.
Jim, as far as the false starts, is that on the offensive line, on J.J. McCarthy? McCarthy took the blame for it, but, who's coaching staff? Well, what do you think?
McCarthy's just a good kid. He's just always going to try to say the right thing and be a good teammate. It's on the offensive line. And, Aaron Jones was the only one who kind of made an excuse for it. He said that he thought the Ravens were kind of calling out simulated snap calls and confusing people. But you're at home, and they've dealt with that before. They just got to not jump off. As McCarthy and other people said, is you don't move until the ball snapped. It's just that simple. Don't move until the ball snapped.
What are your thoughts on the turnovers?
The long interception into double coverage to Jefferson downfield. I would like to see him, if you're going to, obviously you probably shouldn't throw that ball, right? But if you are going to throw it, you probably want to lead Jefferson away from the safety. He kind of stuck to the way it was called, and the way it was called was covered. It's also not the worst play in the world. It ends up being like a punt, right? It's not the worst play in the world. The interception, when Jefferson had 1-on-1 coverage, Jefferson trips and falls down. Otherwise, he can probably contest it. Maybe makes a great catch. Maybe just knocks it down. It was 3rd and 1. They were going to go for it on 4th down. So you're taking a free shot. I think that is a good play call. I think it's a good decision. I think it's a good play call. If Jefferson stays on his feet, then it's not the bad result that you end up getting. Miles Price just can't fumble kickoff returns. He just can't. He just cannot fumble in that situation. He fumbled twice.
Aaron Jones, like you said, ran the ball pretty effectively. He made it through okay without any kind of setbacks as far as injury?
Yeah, he looked great. He played really well. He's just a good player, and they should have given the ball more.
How about Jalen Naylor? Good game for him. You talked about Jefferson. He was targeted 12 times. Jordan Addison was targeted 11 times. So those guys were very involved. They didn't have a lot of catches. But how about Naylor and how he played?
Naylor had a big game. Jefferson, it was a weird, like I said, a weird game for Jefferson. He just didn't get open enough. They didn't maximize his targets. Naylor played great. Listen, I know they lost, but McCarthy, that throw to the back of the end zone to get hit Naylor in a clutch situation late in the game. That's a beautiful anticipation throw. Beautiful job by Naylor getting his feet down, getting away from his defender. I thought Naylor has talent. He's a good player. You know, he's also a third receiver on a team that also has a good tight end, although I've forgotten the tight end's name because I don't use him anymore. Naylor's a good player. He just isn't going to get that many targets. Really good sign for them that when he did get that many targets, he produced.
Jim, how about the defense and how they attacked Lamar Jackson and the Ravens?
Well, I thought they did a great job until, they had trouble sustaining drives, and all of a sudden the Ravens are able to start pounding you with Derrick Henry and then bring in Mitchell. And I thought the defense did a really good job against them until they got worn down. And once they started getting worn down, that running game started beating up on them and started controlling the game. And you saw, late second quarter, second half, now you're having to defend a team that's a very good passing team, and you're having to defend Jackson running, Derrick Henry beating you up, and Mitchell taking advantage of you. And that it just got away from them. And that's where your offense has to sustain drives and keep your defense off the field a little more.
Jim, some other things happening in the NFL yesterday. The Bears were able to come from behind. They knocked off the Giants 24-20. Some weather becoming a factor there, but both teams moved the ball pretty effectively. Lions also won at Washington 44-22. Both those teams are now 6-3. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the Lions are legitimate. They're just a really good team. And nobody goes undefeated. Nobody has perfect outings every week. But they're just a well-built team, well-coached team. They won a game that they absolutely should have won. Bears playing against the Giants. Listen, the Giants they're missing their star running back. They're missing their star receiver. They're breaking in a rookie quarterback who makes great plays and is really athletic, but he also makes mistakes. That's a game, if you're serious at all, you win that game, and they did. It wasn't a brilliant game, but Caleb did make some plays down the stretch. Also, I think the focus is always going to be on Caleb Williams. What's he doing this week? I think the biggest change in that team is that they run the ball really effectively and they stick with the run. They have two backs who've been productive, and that has made life much easier for Caleb Williams.
Vikings are going to play against the Bears next week. Any preliminary thoughts on how that game could go?
I mean, you're playing the Bears at home. If you're going to do anything this season, it's a must win. You know, they win that game, they're 5-5. They'd only be a game behind the Bears. If they get any help, maybe they're only a game behind the Lions. They're in the fight with an interesting schedule ahead. If they don't win that game, then I think pretty much season's over and it's just all about developing J.J. McCarthy. Honestly, you look at the Vikings, the way they're playing this year, doesn't look like a team that's capable of making a playoff run. So really the focus has to be on developing McCarthy, and if you win games along the way, that's great.
Jim, the Minnesota Wild won yesterday 2-0 against the Calgary Flames. Jesper Wallstedt with a shutout in net. They got goals from Matt Boldy and Kirill Kaprizov. The Wild are now 7-7-3. Things are looking up. Your thoughts?
Yeah, they've kind of righted the ship a little bit. They get Zuccarello back, his first game back. He has a beautiful give-and-go goal with Kaprizov. They beat a mediocre Islander team on Long Island, in the New York area by scoring 5 goals. That's a good sign. They beat a terrible Calgary team at home. Honestly, they didn't play well. It was basically a 1-0 game, and they got an empty netter. They scored 1 goal against a really bad Calgary team at home. So let's not act like that was a great victory. It was just a victory. But Wallstedt has played, I don't think Gustafson has been their problem. He also hasn't been the solution to all their problems. Wallstedt's played great the last 2 games, and they're not in a situation where they can just sit around and, and hope. They need to play their best players, so maybe Wallstedt has earned more playing time at this point.
Timberwolves win 144-117 at Sacramento. Good balance throughout the scoring for the Wolves. Your thoughts on the Timberwolves' latest win?
Well, they've played 2 bad teams with Anthony Edwards getting his legs under himself. And they have done what a good team should do against bad teams. They've absolutely dominated the last 2 teams. They've played Utah and Sacramento, just blown them out of the gym. Offense is just playing brilliantly. Great ball movement. The top 6 players are playing well. Not still in quite himself, but Anthony's been great. Randall's been great. DiVincenzo's played a great two-way game. McDaniels is playing excellent. And Jalen Clark really contributed yesterday. He's a great defender, and he's capable of scoring. It's just, you know, for all the talk about Dillingham and his importance to this team and Shannon and how important he was going to be, this is a six-man rotation with young players contributing as they earn their minutes. Right now, Jalen Clark is earning more minutes than anybody else. And Shannon and Dillingham are going to have to kind of fight for their time.
All right, Jim, what do you got in your podcast?
Full slate's up at talktorot.com. Good Chin Music with Roy Smalley and Lavelle Neal on the Twins and all, you know, all their issues. We have the John Krasinski show up on the Wolves. We have Russo and LaPanta on the Wild. Randy Shaver's High School Football Show, which is also a podcast. We all have Don Mitchell's interview show, Mark Rosen Sports Monday. I think Barney Gellner was his most recent guest. Everything's at talktorot.com or on your favorite podcast app.
All right, Jim, thank you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Jim.
It's Jim Suhan, Star Tribune sports columnist, joining us each weekday morning at this time. Follow him on Twitter at Suhan Strib. Check out his latest column at the Star Tribune or his podcast at talknorth.com. Jim, once again today, brought to you by the Green Mill in downtown St. Cloud. Dream Getaway number 89, first code word for Dream Getaway 89. First code word of the day is hoops, H-O-O-P-S, hoops. Type that in, you can win a vacation of a lifetime. First code word is hoops, H-O-O-P-S, hoops. Lots of code words at 10:20 and 12:28 today, and an app-only code word at 3 this afternoon. Thanks to our sponsors of Dream Getaway number 89, Luxembourg Feed Services, Burst Travel, Schwebel Getz and Sieben, Sox Rapid Car Wash, Legacy Upfitters in Wade Park, and Four Seasons Builders. First code word is hoops. News next.